T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here we go. It's hour number five of the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Cowboys and Texas Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. The comedian Adam Carolla recently published his 4,000th podcast episode. Very successful there. Everybody knows him from Loveline, The Man Show, and several other projects. His appearance brought to you by Hyena's Comedy Nightclub here. And Adam Carolla joins you now here on The Fan. Good evening, sir. How the heck are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. It's amazing to be talking to you. Are you coming to Dallas soon?
Yeah, I'm coming out there. I don't know. What's the date say? When's Hyenas? Is that the... Oh, God. I got so many dates coming up, but I'll figure it out. But yeah, that's where I'm going. I'm going to Hyenas.
Yeah, we'll get it. We'll get it squared away on our end. So what do you think of Dallas? You been here much?
Yeah, I've been to Texas a lot. I've been to Dallas a few times. Listen, I'm from California and I'm from LA, so everything's an upgrade. You know, I could go to Honduras and it'd be an upgrade from Los Angeles.
You ever think about moving out of there?
Oh yeah, like every day, almost every day. Like I don't know, like a woman in a abusive relationship. You know, every day. They think about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's hard to make that squeeze that trigger, but I think about it every day.
Hey, Adam, in kind of doing a little research about you, I understand that you've done documentaries about endurance racing. And I'm fascinated because I have a friend that drives in the IMSA series. So I've been a part of, I've never been to Le Mans, but I've been to the Rolex 24 and it's Sebring and all those races and stuff. How did you get an interest in doing those types of things?
I own a lot of those cars, or I own some of those cars, and I've done a fair amount of racing, and I have a lot of vintage race cars. I have a Porsche 935 that won Daytona outright, it won Sebring outright, and also won Le Mans. Jeez. As well, so the Triple Crown. So
right.
I'm pretty, you know, I drive them, so I have like a fascination with those cars. Yeah.
Well, are you like would you consider yourself like a bronze driver, or are you like, do you get involved in the actual races itself, or you do the shorter races, the 3-hour races, stuff like that?
I do vintage racing, and I've done a couple of professional Trans Am races that have been longer, not in Trans Am, you know, Pontiac Trans Am. I drove a Corvette in Trans Am 1, but Trans Am series, I've done a few of those, races. Yeah. So I've done, vintage. Sure. Porsches. I have all Paul Newman's old, race cars.
Wow.
Basically.
Yeah.
So I raced a lot of Paul Newman's old race cars. I'm going to try to get into the car from my earpiece into my vehicle.
Yeah, so go let me for see it. If I
yeah. hopefully don't screw that. But yeah, I do a lot of racing, and I do a fair bit of racing, and it's on the internet. I mean, if people want to see some of those races, they're kind of fun. I enjoy them. See if that works.
Yeah, we got you.
You hear me?
Yeah, we got you. What'd you step into there? Adam Carolla here with you on 105.
Can you hear me?
Bluetooth engaging. Yeah, we got you.
Got you. There you go. Yeah, I do. I have a lot of race cars. I do a fair amount of racing, and I've done some professional racing, but not a lot.
You talk about I'm asking a lot of racing questions because I'm a racing fan myself, but I was just curious. You do the stuff with Paul Newman, fascinating racing background. Have you ever done anything, looked into what Steve McQueen did? You know, another famous actor, racer, that have you ever looked into that type of racing or racer?
Yeah, so McQueen and Newman were, you know, kind of contemporaries.
Yes,
they kind of have competed against each other a little bit. And McQueen was a legitimate guy, did more motorcycle stuff, did a lot of motorcycle stuff versus car stuff.
Sure.
And people are pretty aware of that. But Newman raced professionally for a long time. He won four national driving championships. He raced at Le Mans.
Yeah.
I guess you could probably encapsulate it this way. Steve McQueen made a movie about Le Mans where he played a race car driver, but Paul Newman drove at Le Mans
right.
in 79 as a driver. And I think that could be kind of the story of their racing career. Although McQueen was, you know, accomplished and good by all accounts. I'm not trying to take anything away from him. I'm sure. Just saying Newman was a legitimate sort of ham and egger when it came to racing. I mean, he rode Atlanta, be there all weekend,
yeah.
Runoffs, GT1, GT, you know, C production, D production, like all the way through all the different classes, ran Daytona, 24 hours of Daytona many times. Like, he owned an Indy team. Like,
right.
I mean, really, like 40 years of racing with that guy. I made a documentary about his racing. That's kind of how I know.
Yeah.
Well, Adam Carolla here with you. And what got you into racing? When did that start?
I did the Toyota Celebrity Grand Prix race a million years ago. And I kind of got bit by the bug. And then I going through driving school and racing and all that stuff. And then I came back and I won as a celebrity. And then the following year, I came back and won in the professional division. And I was kind of like, oh, man, now I'm off and running. So
yeah.
I went through a lot of driving schools, did a few races, and was kind of into it. Always been a gearhead.
Are you a better racer than Patrick Dempsey?
No, I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I know Patrick.
Yeah.
Patrick's a friend, and I like Patrick, and we both have sort of this lust for especially the endurance stuff.
Yeah.
I know he's done Le Mans.
Yeah.
And I the sort of like, is he better than I or better? I would never say yes to that, but I never have raced him either. He wasn't in, I did this Toyota Grand Prix thing five times,
sure.
But I was never in a class with Patrick.
You were a pretty good athlete growing up, weren't you?
I kind of, but I don't know. I was all football player.
There you go.
And
there you go.
Maybe could have played baseball at a higher level than I did. But no, I never had the ability to. Yeah, I got a couple of scholarships in high school to go to smaller colleges and play football. But I never had what it would take to kind of get to the next level. I mean, in any real, you know, meaningful way. I got recruited to go to, you know, Cal Poly.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Like Pomona and Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo, Pacific, I don't know, Marshall, you know, but that was right after the plane crash, so, you know.
So,
they were looking for people. I was good enough to be like an all-star in high school, but that's as far as,
pretty badass,
far as I got.
Yeah. Adam Carolla with us.
It's better.
Yeah,
riding the pine, but you don't get paid.
So Adam's going to be in Fort Worth Thursday, November 20th. You've got two shows, Adam, one at 7, one at 9:30, and then you'll be back in Dallas February 27th and 28th at Hyenas Dallas. So Hyenas Fort Worth, Hyenas Dallas, your chance to go get tickets to see Adam Carolla. How do you think comedy's kind of evolved here with your time in doing it?
There's different kind of styles and trends and phases, just like there is with music and fashion, you know. But, you know, like there is with music and fashion, the good stuff seems to prevail and, you know, survives the ebbs and the flows and the things that are, you know, the new trends and that kind of stuff. I have found in comedy the guys that are really funny and they're talented and mostly sober and work pretty hard. You know, they're around. Like, they've been around for 30 years. And then there's the kind of flash in the pan guys or the just at the right moment. You know, like music. You know what I mean? Right. There's the 80s one hit wonders, you know, Flock of Seagulls, you know, whatever. It's not going to. You know, they're not going to be around for, they're not going to be churning out the hits forever, but then there's sort of the perennials, you know, that are constantly there. It's different now than it was a few years ago, and it's opened up, and, you know, maybe Trump has helped usher some of that in, and there's, you know, guys are saying what they feel a little more now, and you know, I think there's been a little power switch from the wokesters and the hipsters and the cool guy club to the sort of blue collar guys that are raw and edgier and saying what they think. So it's good for me, but I've always just been out there doing comedy in one form or another. And it's worked out fine for me.
What sort of advice have you had for your buddy, Jimmy Kimmel, through his trials recently?
Somebody said to me, it was kind of funny. Somebody said the other day, they said, you think you could do the man show today? And I said, I could do the man show. I don't know about Jimmy, but I could definitely do it. I talked to him during the whole, you know, the trials and the tribulations. And, you know, when it comes to comedy, there's not a lot you can tell, you know, it's not really like a golf pro who can go down to the driving range and work on your swing with you. You know, it's not really about, well, you're lifting your head or you're not turning your hips. Like, that doesn't really exist. It's just comedy's a little more, this is what I do, that's what you do. It's all a little bit different. We all just do what we do. So I don't really try to tell comedians, say this, don't say that. I just, you know, if a guy's a friend and there's some controversy or they're going through something, I just call them and go, hey, man, how's it going? How you doing? Doing good. This is, you know, this is surreal, kind of an interesting time we're living in. Say something funny, yeah. You know, and just kind of go, I'm out there. You know, if you want it, you got a problem or you want to talk or you need some help or whatever, just give me a call. But I don't really get into the advice department, especially for, yeah. You know, millionaire adults who've been doing it for 30 years.
Hey, when you're honored as with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, do they make you like give a speech and all that stuff? What did you have to do when you received that honor?
Well, I got the Hollywood Walk of Fame, but I haven't done the ceremony yet.
Not yet. Okay.
No. So I will put, you know, a few words together and then do what I always do, have an indigenous, like an American Indian stand next to me, you know, because it's important that we do a land acknowledgement.
Yeah.
Because Hollywood Boulevard is part of the Iroquois tribe for a number of years before it was bought up by Warner Brothers. So I'll put some sort of speech together and get a few, you know, see, hopefully Jimmy's in town. He can get up there and say a couple of words, you know, see if I can find a couple of celebrity friends I'm alienated or pissed off or they haven't all moved to Florida yet to, you know, most of my celebrity friends have moved to Florida or Tennessee, but they could come by and say hi, and it'd just be kind of, I don't know, fun for my kids, I yeah. guess.
Yeah. Most interesting guest you've had on your podcast lately is who?
Well, I mean, it sounds convenient, but Charlie Sheen was on a day or two ago, and I just talked to that guy for like a full 2 hours, and I was mesmerized. Like, I've never met Charlie, and I've been in this town for a long time, and Lord knows he has. And we somehow never crossed paths. And I was always like, I think I like this guy. I think I would love to talk to him. I just never spoke to him. And the other day I got a chance to sit down with him for 2 hours. Just
no
governor on that guy, telling every story. No names left off, no nothing, just getting into everything. And I found that pretty intriguing.
Congrats on 4,000 podcast episodes, Adam Carolla with us. What's the state, you know, you're a radio legend as well. What's the state of radio as opposed to podcasts and other spoken word formats?
I don't know. I mean, I love radio, and I've always had a real soft spot in my heart for radio, and it was something I kind of grew up listening to, and I was always attracted to radio. Like, I didn't get into this to be on stage or to be in front of the camera to do TV shows. My dream was having a radio show. That was always kind of my childhood fantasy, was, you know, sort of locked in a windowless room talking into a microphone all night. That was kind of my dream, and I ended up living that life, and I always loved it. So I mean, there's always going to be a place for radio. There's going to be a place for podcasting. There's going to be a place for, you know, SiriusXM satellite. I mean, there's going to be a place for good, strong, interesting voices, and I don't think it much matters whether it's terrestrial radio, satellite radio, or podcasting. If the voice is there, I think they will find you. And I've always kind of thought that. So it's a little less the medium and a little more the point of view.
I'm always fascinated in our line of work when it comes to interviewing, and I think you do a great job with your guests. What are your keys to going into an interview with somebody on the show?
You know, it's tough when, you know, if you got a guy like Charlie Sheen, and I watched his doc two parts, two times. You know, I was full of questions, and it's hard to not, you know, get out of the gate with eight questions all at once. You know, like rat-a-tat-tat. It can be hard not to go, oh yeah, that happened to me once, and then tell a story about yourself, which I'm definitely guilty of at times. I think the real key is to listen. And I know it sounds trite, but I just mean, don't have a laundry list of topics you want to get to. Just listen to what they're saying, because they're going to say something and you don't want to gloss over it. You want to hear what they're saying and then go, oh, well, then what about this? You know, like something that makes sense. So my analogy would be like a center fielder in baseball before the ball is hit. Don't be charging forward or running backwards, right or left. Just being this neutral, balanced, but on the balls of your toes sort of position. So right when that ball comes off the bat, you can go that direction. But don't be moving before it comes off the bat.
Terrific stuff. Adam Carolla brought to you by Hyenas Comedy Nightclub, coming soon here to Fort Worth and Dallas locations. Adam, thank you so much. Best of luck to you, and we'll be pulling for you.
Thanks for having me.
Cheers. There he goes. Adam Carolla. That's bucket listy type of stuff.
That was pretty cool. Yeah.
That
was neat.
That Loveline show, this was late 90s, early 2000s. It was, I mean, by the time you guys came around to it, it was probably like part of the pop culture. But for us, it just came out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, everybody was listening to the Loveline show and all those
like call-ins.
Yes. Okay. People with their sex problems would call in and talk with Dr. Drew, who was like a real doctor. And yeah. Adam Carolla was making jokes the whole time, or, you know, asking him interesting questions. It was a terrific show. And then the Man Show, obviously, that was cutting edge as well. All right. So go see him at Hyenas Comedy Nightclub, November 20th in Fort Worth, and then in January or February back
February
here.
February 27th in Dallas.
In Dallas. All righty. Chief, what are we doing next?
Sports Hodgepodge, where we pay respect to the toughest football man in all of the land.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.